ברשות ראש הישיבה, רבני הישיבה, אברכים, בחורים יקרים, I'm overwhelmed to see this tremendous tzibur of Bnei Torah. We spoke in some of the yeshivas. We see how, Baruch Hashem, the Torah spread from a source of godless b'Torah, amelis b'Torah, and it builds up an oilam b'Torah. Hochem once said that in this door, one of the biggest nisyonis is shidchiyas. People want to be superficial. They learn in a superficial way. So it's become quite people want, they say they want to learn halacha and things like that. If a person is not yagia and Torah for many, many years, be'amkes, be'yagia, he won't understand the Beis Yosef, he won't understand the halacha. And in a yeshiva, this is the tachlis, that Kabbalah's old Torah means, like Hazal say, "Ein a Torah miskayemet, ela b'mi she'meimis atzmo aleha." You have to kill yourself over it. Doesn't mean to jump off the roof. It means to put every ounce of your strength, your energy, your koiches, your secher, your nefesh, your guf into your learning. Because Torah is very deep, and to be able to understand it correctly, it needs tremendous yigia. Another ma'amar there in the Gemara in Brochas, Samechhe, it says, "Ad sheyaki aleha halav sheyanak mishedei imo." Meaning, don't sweat out on your learning what last week's cholent or the cholent of the last month of the last year of 5 years ago, 10 years ago, all the way back to your reishis hayenika, the core of your existence. A baby comes into the world, it's drinking its mother's milk. That's the core of your existence. Till that nikuda, you have to sweat out on learning. Hazal, don't say guzmoes. Every word in Chazal has to be taken with seriousness. So all Torah means it's mechayev us to tremendous yegiah. And if a person is superficial in his learning, everything he says is wrong. I often say, derech halotzer, v'dibarta bam v'lo b'dvarim b'teilim. So if I'm speaking to Bali Batim, I tell them, don't speak politics, don't speak about sports, don't speak stocks and shares. Speak Torah, something, anything. A shetl, a word. But if I'm speaking to Gedolei Torah, I'm going to tell them, don't speak Dvarim B'Teilim. It's not shayach. So I say, learn in depth. If you're learning superficially, it's Dvarim B'Teilim. You could be learning the whole day, it's all Dvarim B'Teilim. This person learns superficially, he says, Azeh Shtet in the Gemara. The Gemara says Azoy. That's not the Pshat in the Gemara. Rashi explains, that's not the Pshat in Rashi. Toisvis frags, that's not the Pshat in the Kushi of Toisvis. And so on and so forth. And we see Gedolei Israel make these type of comments about totally wrong approaches and wrong understanding in learning. And Hashem created us to be able to learn in depth. He gave us a set of brains, which is for Torah. For sure, we don't need brains to become rich. We see all the billionaires are stupid. I get letters from them. They don't. Every word they write is a spelling mistake. They're ignorant. Chaim Volozhiner writes that Parnosa or is dependent on his mazel when he was born, or on what was decided in Rosh Hashanah. And that he's going to make anyway. Doesn't mean he has to kill himself day and night thinking if he works more and more and tries more and more, he'll make more. He won't. What was decreed on Rosh Hashanah, he's going to get. In Torah, he says, it's not like that. There we need yegia, nochomo, and more and more and more hours and more shtadlis and anything that a person do. Yegleim makom le makom. Go to find the God who can help you light up your eyes in Torah. It's yegia. But in Parnosa, it's not yegia. So we spoke about the brains. And slightly connected also to Inyana de Yoima now facing Hanukkah. And we see in Mishlei always the psukim say Chochma, Bina, Das. We say in davening three times a day. Svardish and Nusuk is Ata choinen adam das umlamed enos bina choinen mitcha chochma bina vedas Baruch Ata Hashem choinen adas. Ashkenazim say Dea bina vhaskel, but it's the same. This is what Hashem has given us as to use in our learning. That's where we need brains, for learning. So what's the function of Chochmah? Chochmah is the idea of Torah. We can call it Bikias. Avada, we need Bikias. For sure, we need ideas. You want to ask a question. If you're not familiar what it says there or there, you can't ask anything. So you need ideas. So that's Chochmah. Bina is Lohovin Dover Mitoch Davar, Midame Milta Le Milta, which is comparing, separating Tzvedinim, or for example, questioning, answering, bringing proofs, discussing, arguing, Pilpul, Chidushim, that's all from Bina. And das is lasuk yeshmaitza alibad hilchita. Hossam Sofer says that das is a machriya between the ideas to the havana be'iyun. That it's mikasher the chidush with its makor in yedias at toina. But there are other explanations. Anyhow, for sure, the das is to do with lasuke shmaitze alibad hilchisa, because these three brains we have in our, the human skull has three sockets, and in each one there's a separate brain. There's a right hand brain, a left hand brain, and there's one at the in the middle. And these in the Mekubalim say it's called Chochma Bina Das. So we have one brain to absorb wisdom and know vast extent of knowledge of Torah and store it in our minds. But then we have the second, the left hand brain, which is to learn in depth, to Me'ayin, Me'palpel, Chadesh. מדמי מילטה למילטה, להובין דובר מתוך דבר. And finally, we have the third brain, which is central, and it's the brain that connects the intellectual part of a human being, which is in his head, where his brains are, with his body, his midas, and his deeds. So everything should be alpi ha-teira. That's why we are choisem choinen hadas. That's why it says, dat kanita ma hasarta, dat hasarta ma kanita. If you don't have das, you have nothing. Why? Because you... I'll bring one more ma'amar, which explains everything. Talmid Chochem. This is a Talmid Chochem of Chazal. She'en lo das, nevela yofa memenu. A stinking carcass is better than him. Smells less than, better than him. Hashem Mirachim. Is a Talmid Chochem? That means he's Harifu Baki. He knows his, he knows Torah and he's a maimik in Torah. But if he doesn't have the hachra lemaise, if his Torah is not part of him, of changing him as a better person, to have good midas and to live a life of halacha lemaise, alibad hilchisa. So that's the connecting link. That's why we say choinen hadas. But still we have to explain why is it so repetitious. I'll explain according to the Sfardish Sidurim. It's the same. No problem. Ata choinen l'adam das umlamed l'enosh bina. Here it says Adam, Enosh. And it says only bina and das. And says in that order, first Bina, then Das. No, how was it? Tahunin Adam Das. Lamed Enosh Bina, yeah. And it doesn't mention Chochmah. And then the next line says, V'choneinu me'itecha Chochmah Bina Das. All of a sudden, Chochmah comes into the world. And then we change the order, Bina before Das. Why? So we could explain like this, that the first line is referring to the physical brains. The brains themselves are, as written in Sforim, basar rach v'zach, very pure basar, form of flesh. It's in a bone socket, but the brain itself is soft and it's flesh. These are the physical brains. These brains we use for any knowledge of the world. It could be secular knowledge. It could be mundane knowledge. Anything. Some people say street clever, they know how to make money, they know how to make deals. They have sechel to understand Chokhmah Chitzonius or all sorts of other, you know, like business or any. Some person knows and can be an electrician, another guy can be a plumber, another guy doesn't have to make his panosa from this. They know it. That's the physical brain. But that's not the brain with which we learn Torah. Because Torah is not based on mundane logic of the street. Torah is spiritual, it's mesechel eloka. It's spiritual understanding. The Torah is spiritual. Avada Torah has logic, everyone knows that. But it's spiritual logic. It doesn't make sense to someone who's not a Talmid Chochem. People often ask me, oh, we have in our town, we don't have a Beis Din. If we had a Beis Din, I tell them, don't make a Beis Din. You will cause Bizoyan Ateira, Sinas HaChomim, and they won't accept it. No, we'll prevent them from going to court. You won't. Why? These type of people have no education of Torah. They didn't learn in yeshivas. When they come before a Beis Din and they hear how a plaque of Torah can be, totally non-logical. Non-logical. Black and white. This guy did the wrong thing and this guy did the right thing and they paskin with the wrong thing. Besechel enosh. I see in such communities they have a barabite. He knows nothing about Torah, nothing with anything. But he's the most popular person. He does arbitrations. People who are fighting about business and money, you owe me, I owe you. He sits down with them, makes compromises that they love, and they're all happy. If they're going to have a Rav Paskin, they don't understand Elohim Nitzab Ba'adat El. Hashem is there with the Dayoni making decisions. It doesn't speak to them. They want something logical that they understand. They can't understand Torah. Like the Sma, Sefer Me'irat Enayim, Choshen Mishpat, writes, Dat Balebatim Hefech Das Torah. Hefech. Oh, they're stupid. They're not stupid. They're ignorant. They go by logic. The Torah is not logic. They will never understand a psak of Torah. Doesn't make sense. It's not logical. It's sechel eloka. So I said, that's what we say in the next line. V'chonenu me'itecha, Hashem, give us from you, chokma bina v'das. From you, from your sechel ruchani, spiritual understanding to understand the Torah. So the first line was speaking about general knowledge. Okay, we have physical brains. Very nice. We can understand any sort of, all sorts of things which are logical. Makes sense. But for Torah, you need a spiritual mind. And that's why we're begging of Hashem. V'chonenu me'itecha, Hashem, give us from you chokhmah, bina, and das. So here we have chokhmah. Why chokhmah? And not before. And why here? Bina before das. Because concerning secular wisdom, first we have to have das and then bina. Das means to divide different topics, different subjects. You cannot mix up arithmetic with grammar. There's no shaykhis. So you have to have das to separate each topic. Like you see in a school, they have a class of mathematics, a class of history, a class of geography. Everything is divided up. You can't mix things up. So that's atahonen adam dat. Umlamed le'enosh bina. Now that you have different topics, you have to understand them in depth with the physical mind. No problem. And that's why it says Adam and Enosh. Because this can refer to all the world. Goyim also have intelligence. They can also understand things logically. But when it comes to learning Torah, we're begging of Hashem, V'honenum itecha, Hashem, give us from you. The first line is no bakosha. It's just a statement. Thank you, Hashem, that you made us intelligent. We're not stupid like a cow or like a donkey. We have intelligence, logical intelligence. But for Torah, that won't help. That's the physical brain. Now you need a spiritual brain. Give us from you, Hashem, Chokhmah bina das, Chokhmah, the capability of understanding vast areas of Torah knowledge, the wisdom of Torah, which is called Chokhmah. And then, now that we have Chokhmah, Le'olam Ligris Inish, V'Hadal Lizbar, then to go into depth, to understand the Torah in its depth by discussing, arguing, questioning, bringing proofs, etc. Till you get to the truth of Amkes HaTorah. And then the third entity, Das, is like we said before, if you have ideas and you have Iyun, Pilpul, Now you need the siyata deshmaya to machriya ledina, to behave in the right way. Good middas, good anhogas. And that's why we say honen hadat. That's the only thing which at the end of the day is going to decide what we are. We find Binat Alev. There's a section in the Sidurim of Svardim. It says, they quote the piece of Tikkuni HaZohar, which says, Chokhmah hi machshava melegav. Chokhmah is like, is very abstract. Something hidden. Bina libba. Bina is in the heart. Uba alev mevin. Bina talev. Many psukim. Why? Because Chokhmah has no connection with emotion. Bina is connected to the heart, it's connected to emotion. Anything when we try to understand with the right feeling of Havas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Rotzen, to do the will of Hashem correctly, so that leads to Amkus and Havana in Torah. Now, Greek wisdom, coming to Hanukkah, was, everything is logical, philosophy, science, they were great in secular wisdom. But it didn't change them as human beings. They were wild animals. One of the great Rishonim, Rabbi Yitzhak de Minako, Talmid HaRitva, Talmid HaRamban, in one of his forum, he gives a whole story about Aristo, who was an immoral, evil, bad person, unfaithful, the worst of the worst. So you could be the wisest man in the world, the Rambam said about him, that he understood in concepts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of divinity, to go beyond what Aristo understood, he had to be a Navi. Only a prophet could go beyond. He understood the maximum what the human mind can understand about God. And he was a Behema Gassa, a wicked, bad person. It didn't change him. What do we see? We see Bnei Torah. What Midas. What Hanhogas. Unbelievable. Torah changes us as human beings. Why? Because, as we said, the dart is mikusha to the body and it brings the sechel into the body and memela through we have midas and hoges toivis. But Greek wisdom is all in the mind. It's nothing to do with midas and keeping behavior codes. These wild animals. They could be the most intelligent people with no shaykhs to all of this. I'll say just in short, Hazal tell us, it's also in the Ovos de Rabbi Nosson, Resh Perek Vav, that Rabbi Akiva was at the age of 40, was an Amah Aretz. And he was a shepherd. And he was with his sheep. And he brought them to a spring to drink. And he all of a sudden saw that the water is eroding the stones. He said, wow, who could believe that? Water is soft, the stones are hard, and the water is eroding the stone. So the people there, the other shepherds, Rabbi Akiva, you learned in Cheder. You learned the Pasuk in Mishle. Avanim shahaku maim. You're surprised? You forgot even the psukim you learned? And then it says, he learned a lesson and went back to yeshiva. Went back. That's the Lashon. and the office that Rabbi Nosson. So we can understand from this, maybe. No, first of all, we see that he learned when he was young. Cheder, Vada, he learned, Psukim. And then for some reason, he stopped learning. And then when he saw this, he took a lesson from Avanim Shahakumayim, how the water is eroding the stones. He made a kal vachomer. If water which is soft can erode stones, Torah which is hard to understand, is difficult, you have to kill yourself over it. Lo kol sheken, that it will penetrate my heart. So we understand, in my opinion, that the reason Rabbi Akiva left learning was because at some stage, he was a kid, but he thought that Torah doesn't make you a better person. You have wisdom. So it's like Greek wisdom. They're not better people. So he left. But when he saw that mime can erode a stone, culture can Torah would penetrate the heart, he saw he was wrong. Torah changes a person. It brings him adinus and nefesh, midas toives. We see Bene Torah behaving like angels. Where do you see such character, such chesed, such hanhogas, always thinking of others, etc., etc.? So that's the pshat. He went back to learn. So we see, we learn from here, that Torah doesn't only remain in the mind, like Greek wisdom. It's spiritual. So it goes down into the heart and changes you as a human being, makes you a better person. Good midas, good anhogat. There's another Hazal, it's in the Zoya, Daf Bereshis, Daf maybe Tadiches. It says there that Rabbi Chiya, he was a robber in a town. It's a story, I'm telling you a story. He went around the city announcing, who wants to be rich, who wants to have long, healthy, happy life, come and learn Torah. Kule alma have mekanshi. Everyone came to learn Torah. One of them, Havahad Ravak Bishibuvute, there was a young guy in his neighborhood. He came, his name was Yossi. He told me, I want to be rich. Okay, sit and learn. He learned 6 months, a year. Nothing changed. So one day, Rabbi Chiya saw him crying. He said, Yossi, why are you crying? You're learning Torah. You should be dancing with joy. He said, the Rabbi promised me I'll be rich, and this didn't happen. So he was very angry. He wanted to throw him out of the yeshiva, and worse. And then he heard a bas call, which told him, leave him be. He's going to be a godly Israel. The next day, someone came to the Beis HaMidrash with a casket, very precious. Opened it, took out a goblet, gold, studded with diamonds and rubies, etc. And he told Rabbi Chiya, look, I'm very rich, I have hundreds of these, I have lands, I have businesses, but I don't know how to learn Torah. I want a Yisachar. Give me a Yisachar, I'll support him, and I'll be his shutef in Torah. Okay. So he said, Yoisi, come, we're going to be rich. Hine, this is the down payment, this gold goblet, take it. You'll get much more. So, sat down and learned. And then the Zohar says something frightening. Unbelievable. You should take it to heart. Leomin, one day, A'il hamidu de'oraita b'me'oi. The beauty of Torah hit him in his guts, in his stomach. Boom! The stomach saw how beautiful Torah is. Hamidu, the beauty of Torah, hit him in his innards. He started crying. Rabbi Yossi asked, what are you crying for? You wanted to be rich, you're learning, everything is great. He said, I don't want any wealth, I don't want any, I would give it all back to this rich guy. I will remain his shutta forever because through him I stayed in yeshiva. But I don't want any money. I want only Torah. And he grew, and he became the famous Rabbi Yossi ben Pazi. He was called Ben Pazi after this goblet, this golden cup. So we see another madrega. of the power of Torah. Not only it's in the mind, not only it goes into the heart, like we learned by Rabbi Akiva, and changes us, gives us menschlichkeit, to be in good middos and good actions, to accommodate others, care for others. But it goes all the way down under the belt, into your stomachs. We know that if someone says a crooked svara, oh, it's a svaras a boy. But if really already David HaMelech, before Rabbi Yossi ben Pari, the story, he already said v'toratcha betoch me'ai. What did he mean? That he said kruma svaras. V'toratcha betoch me'ai. The pshat is, the Torah can go all the way down to the heart and make us Bali Midas, Bali Yashras, but it can go even further away, down to where all the taivas are. Taivas are Achila, all the taivas, and the lower part of the body. That's why it says, by Moshe, Mehetziyovul Mala Malach, Mehetziyovul Mata Ish. That's the physical side of any human being. But when the Torah penetrates all the way to the innards, the stomach, A'il Hamidu Deoraita Beme'oi, now the Torah is shoilet on all his taivas. He will live a life totally subjugated to halacha, to Torah, Rotzen Hashem. Should I stop or should I go on a little bit? So I'll say one more thing. Emunas Hachomim. It's also a very big nisan. It's a mekusha to this. Rabbi Yochanan came to say a shir. And his way was to say a divrei agada before the shir. So he darshened the pasuk Avnei Ekdah. And he said on this pasuk that when the Mashiach comes, they're going to build Sha'arei Beit HaMikdash out of diamonds, 40 feet high and 40 feet broad, I think. Ligleg alav oto talmid. People think, oh, Rabbi Yochanan is speaking. Rabbi Yochanan is in his yeshiva, at least he had 10,000 talmidim who are gdolim. And here you get a talmid laughing at him in public. To see my volume. Well, he says, the Gemara says, we can't find the diamond as big as a peanut. And he's telling us diamonds 40 feet high, 40 feet broad. To see my volume. Rabbi Yochanan didn't do anything, didn't say anything. He started this shir. Then one day this person went on a world tour, wherever he went, was on a ship, and he saw an apparition. He saw Malachim, he saw diamonds 40 feet high and 40 feet broad, and the chiseling at them. He said, what are you doing? What is this? He said, these are the Sha'arei Beit HaMikdash. We're chiseling them, preparing them for when the Mashiach come, these are going to be the gates of Beit HaMikdash. So this guy said, wow, the rabbi was right. He was right. I have to go back to Yerushalayim and tell him. He went back to Yerushalayim and told the Rabbi, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbonim, like you should be teaching. What you said, I saw with my own eyes. I saw it. I saw the Malachim, I saw the Avne Ekta, these huge diamonds. And I asked them, they told me these are Sha'arei Yerushalayim. Rabbonim, like you should be teaching. I saw it. Rabbi Yochanan said to him, "Meragleg ata al hachamim, al devre hachamim, hafach ato legal shel atzamot. Killed him on the spot. Killed him on the spot. So what's pshat? When he made fun of him publicly in the middle of a shir for all the talmidim, He didn't say anything. He didn't even relate to it. Now the guy's coming back and saying, Rabbi, you were right. I saw it with my own eyes. You're making fun of Torah? Killed him. What pshat? The pshat is like this. This guy now developed a shitta. His shitta is like Greek wisdom. Whatever makes sense logically, you can prove it by arithmetic, by science, or you can see it. That we believe. But if the Rabbonim says something spiritual, something abstract, we don't have to believe it. It's wrong. It can't be. So that's a new shitta in Torah, which is Greek wisdom. That's Greek wisdom. That everything has to be logical. Everything is in the mind. And that's why it doesn't change them as human beings. They remain behemoths. Masha'en ken Torateinu HaKidusha changes. Why? Because it's spiritual. It's Chokhmat Hashem. Like we say, V'chonenu me'itecha Hashem, I beg you, give me from you the spiritual understanding for learning Torah, Chokhma, Bina, Das. I think this is a very deep and special lesson we have to learn. It's also one of the nisyonis of the door, I said before. Shitchias. Now I'm seeing, unfortunately, there's not enough covered of Toile Israel. Not only covered like Toile Israel, but there's all sorts of people up, you know, the mass media, politics, or just financial interests, are building up all sorts of fake people to be Rabbonim and Gdoilim, and they see the future, they know everything, etc., etc. And this is destroying Emunat Hachamim. Where we grew up, I learned in Gateshead by Rabbi Gurovich, Rabbi Liapian, then I learned in Ponovich, Rabbi Shach, Rabbi Shmuel. We saw what counts. We saw what's emes. We saw what Torah is. People ask me, what do you say about this? What do you say about that? I tell them, my Rebbe didn't do it. What Rabbi Shach didn't do, keep away from. No, to take einar off, you put lead and water. I said, take a cat. They put it on his head, and you'll see the same results. People are looking only for a quick fix. We have to have emunas hachomim. You know, on one hand, who cares? So fake people are running the world. It's so very unhappy, very sorry. But what I see, that Gdoile Israel are not respected. Gdoile Israel, who have thousands of Talmidim, have no value. They're nothing. Why? Because they don't do all the shtiklech. They're not, you know, they have no tricks. A lady came to me. She said her son is not married. He's sick. He's in opanosa. He's suffering. Maybe it's Ayin Hara. Maybe someone cursed him. Maybe the mezuzah. Maybe... So I asked her, is he Shomer Shabbos? No. So why is he alive? Why is he alive? They want to hear Hazal say a person, Hashem brings his tzurim on a person to be me'oyer him, to be tshuva. This they don't want to hear. So you have these fake rabbonim, the problem is the ksuva. The problem is the mezuzah. The mezuzah is to blame. The problem is the name he was given. Oh, that's a big thing, the name. Today everyone, they don't know what their name is anymore. This one changed here, this one changed there. They don't know who they are. By the way, I brought a raya from last week's edra that if someone's name was changed at one of these fake rabbonim, it's not chal. What's my raya? The Malach of Esav, after he fought all night with Yaakov, he said to him, Shimcha Yaakov, lo yikare ot Shimcha Yaakov, ki im Yisrael yikare Shimcha. He changed his name. A few psukim later, the same parasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yaakov, Shimcha Yaakov, Blaip Yaakov. This fake guy can't change your name. Blaip. Shimcha Yaakov, lo yikare ot Shimcha Yaakov, ki im Yisrael yikare Shimcha. So we have to have brains and understand where is the emes. What did we learn from our Rosh Hashivas? Where are the middas? Where are the anhogas? Where have you heard of these things? You can go on and on. I don't want to take up your time. Bitl Torah, can I get kulam? Bezat Hashem, the yeshiva should grow. The Rosh Hashiva should be ma'irich yomim. Biad goyel tzedek, healthy and strong. Be marbit Torah, megadol Torah. And all the rabbonim and all the talmidim should be successful in their learning and grow and be yirei Hashem and tzaddikim, oiskim b'teira b'yigia b'havona, to have a gishmak in their learning. Then they're going to be happy and they'll go from strength to strength.